one of the first things, I guess, that we did, right, when we got here, was we went down to the marina, just to see what was going on in the evening. So, like, right as the sun was setting, just to kind of see what kind of activity was going on.
Right.
I mean, in past years, we have seen quite a bit of activity that sort of indicates that people are heading out onto the water in Pangas when they shouldn't be. So basically, like, there's essentially no reason. It's not like there's no legal reason for people to be going out onto the water in their boats at night.
That's precise. Boats should actually be coming in from the sea after those that are permitted to to fish. So there should be zero boats in the water. The only boats that are permitted to be on the water at any time would be Sea Shepherd and the Navy.
Right. So nighttime is, if you see a panga out on the water at night, like, it's, I don't know if we could say it with 100% certainty, but, like,
it's highly likely.
Highly likely that is, those are people that are going out and doing illegal fishing for Tetuaba.
Poachers.
Yes. And so we, just kind of hung out at the marina for a little bit as the sun was setting to see what was going on. And we did see a lot of boats coming in, which were almost certainly doing legal fishing. And we, as the sun set, at dusk, we started to see a number of boats heading out onto the water.
Simultaneously. So boats are coming in and then boats are going out.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think the surprising thing to me, maybe moderately surprising, not like that surprising, because we have seen this in past years during this season when the illegal Tetuaba fishing starts to occur. We have seen this before, right? But I mean, it's always a little bit surprising to see that, like, because there is a Navy presence at the marina. And you would expect that if there's illegal fishing going on, if people are going out and doing illegal fishing for Tetuaba, you would expect that they would be launching far away from where the Mexican Navy
is. Right, and secrecy would be the idea.
Right, but there's people just doing it out in the open.
It's quite blatant.
And this is what we saw. I mean, we're just standing there, and I mean, with our giant camera, and, and I mean, there's people hanging out, right? I mean, there's people hanging out at... there's people hanging out at the marina, right? And then there's just trucks driving by with boats, putting their boats in the water and heading out, right?
It's just another day at the marina. I mean, essentially, when you witness this, it just looked like just another day at the marina. I mean, there's no question. And I might add that we've seen this in previous years as well, but you think that with the heightened state of this issue as it's increased over the last few years, that there would be some differences, but actually it's been exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And, they have a actual marine that is there with a clipboard that is processing boats that go in and go out. So he, essentially checking, okay, what are you going out to fish for? How long are you going to be out for? And then know that, like, if you don't return, I'm sure there's some sort of protocol to say that, like, we're gonna know that, and maybe there'll be some penalty. I'm not sure, but this Marine that is in full camouflage gear, he has a machine gun strapped to him and a clipboard. So his sole job essentially is to monitor these boats coming in and out. And the boats that were coming in clearly had catch of the day. He's processing that, right? Recording what it is and that they did come back. And then simultaneously, there are pangas going in exactly at the same time. He's also approaching those boats, doing something with the clipboard, not sure what's being actually written down, and then permitting those boats to leave when they are not supposed to. There's under no circumstance. They are not transiting home to go to the other side of the sea. That's not what's happening. But also, what we notice is that, just so I can explain, like, when you're poaching and you're using gill nets, and the part of the process is that you need 3 to 4 people to actually pull that net up when it actually has fish inside of it. And there are many little acts that these poachers do to kind of present themselves as that they're not actually poachers. Even though it's obvious you shouldn't be going on the water first and foremost, right? However, they still proceed by having several guys load the boat in the water and then only one or two actually go out. So that indicates, well, you couldn't possibly be poaching because you don't have enough people to even pull up the net. But what's been happening is that those individuals, those one or two individuals that are presenting this, simply go around the corner, pick up more guys, and then they all go out later. And then they come back around, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So there's a level of consent from the military, like they're supposed to be preventing this, but it was very, very obvious that they're condoning this. And obviously not, we don't have definitive proof, but we more than likely, you know, they're getting paid off because obviously the Tatuaba is worth a lot of money, and there's enough money to go around for everybody to let it continue. So it is quite amazing that, like, it's just such a casual act. It's no big deal. It's no different than going to buy a soda at the store and, like, be just hanging out on the curb. It's just everybody's extremely complacent about the whole thing.
I mean, what was surprising to me about it was, like, seeing that there was somebody there actually, you know, writing down something. Like, there was, you know, like, there was somebody there checking on it and taking note of the fact that people are going out, right? And yet still allowing them to go out. And I mean, it... even though we've seen this happen before, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just, like, that detail, I think, like, sort of made us question of, like, well, is there, like, a legal reason for them to be going out on the water at night? Like, I don't think there is, but, I mean, so, I mean, what we did immediately after that, I mean, what you did immediately after that was, like, reach out to a few contacts, you know, people who really are the experts of, mm-hmm. like, what the law is and...
Who are deeply embedded into this issue, yes. And have ties...
Yes, like some of the characters that we've been following in this film that are even, you know, more deeply invested in this than we are, and they were able to confirm to us that there is no legal reason for people to be heading out on the water
right.
At that time. So that's kind of the situation. I mean, that's sort of the main update that we wanted to share. Yeah, let's walk a little bit. I mean, the one other thing that I think we kind of wanted to address, and I mean, this isn't, like, directly related to things that we've seen since we got here, but just something that's occurred in the time that we've got here that has generated some questions from some of the folks that, you know, follow the content that we produce. So we thought this would be a good sort of forum to address that
right.
and answer some of those questions that have come up. This is there was an article that was published recently. Do you remember the name of the news outlet that published that? I think it was Manga Bay.
Manga Bay.
Yeah, it was Manga Bay. They published an article that... I mean, essentially, it's just a fairly brief sort of update on what's going on with the Vaquita.
Presenting a lot of the similar facts that have been going around circulating in all the other media outlets, so...
Yeah, was sort of like one piece of information that was shared in that article that I think has created a lot of questions, right? And that was a specific population estimate was given in that article. And, you know, the individual that they interviewed for the article essentially said that, like, he believed there were only 12 individual vaquitas remaining on the planet. I think that was shocking to a lot of people because CERVA, which is the, what does it stand for, Sean?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the International Committee for the Recovery of the Vaquita.
Yes,
but
exactly.
It's the acronym is Spanish, right? So this is the international body that it's essentially a team of scientists from all over the world that are the foremost experts on the Vaquita and everything that's going on, right? And so they released their most recent report, their update on the status of the Vaquita
right.
in January.
Right.
They did not include a specific population estimate in
right.
that report. They're saying just less than 30, right? And I think, you know, I mean, one of the reasons for that is, like, it's hard to, like, come up with a very specific population estimate, especially when the numbers are so low, right?
Correct.
The last time that CERVA presented the public, like, with a specific number, and this was still an estimate, right? So to be clear, at that time, right? And this was a population estimate as of December 2016, correct?
Yeah.
In 2017, Server released a report providing a population estimate, which was as of December 2016, and that estimate was 30 individuals. That was not a specific number. I mean, their methods don't allow them to give a specific number. It's,
which is why they
estimates, right?
They work in the ballpark of. They're
right.
Slightly vague.
Right. So we know for certain at this point that there are fewer than 30, and that's what this most recent Server report said. We have, you know, since that time, so that was as of December 2016, and, you know, this illegal season for fishing Tatuaba occurs, I mean, the peak of it occurs in March and April every year, even though the full season is like a six-month season. So we know almost for certain that a significant number of those vaquitas died in gill nets during the 2017 illegal season for Tatuaba fishing,
right?
And between 2015 and 2016, 50% of the population was lost, approximately. So I think it's pretty safe to say that, you know, another 50% were lost during that 2017 illegal fishing season, which would bring the number down to 15, right?
I mean, if we're using...
As of 2017, right? And we are now, you know, in the midst of another season for illegal Tatuaba fishing.
Which is rampant.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's fairly safe to make an estimate at this point saying that there are most likely fewer than 15 individuals, right? But this article put a specific number on it and said, we think there are 12, right? And I don't personally like know what the basis for that was.
No.
But it... You know, it gave this publication, Manga Bay, like, an excuse to, like, create a headline that says, there are 12 vaquitas left, right? Which nobody had done up until that point. And it's creating a little bit of controversy, I guess, is what I would say. And I think the issue that we take with that is not so much that it's, like, inaccurate, because, like, you know, if I were to make, like, a best guess of how many vaquitas are out there, like, that's probably not too far off, right?
But it is a guess.
But it's a guess, right? Because those numbers haven't been released by the scientists that, you know, have actually been doing the research. So that's kind of like the long-winded answer to the question that a few folks have posed. It's like, should I trust this new population estimate that was released in this recent publication?
Yeah, and I would just say that make sure that when you're hearing this type of information, as like any information, is that you know, essentially are aware that sometimes not all the facts are presented, and you should question that sort of stuff. So several individuals have reached out to me personally and asking me that, just because we're so embedded with this issue, and I'm happy to answer anybody's question with that. I mean, both of us are, but it's also just refreshing that somebody even did that, so that they're just not circulating news that is potentially questionable, also might have some negative repercussions on the actual conservation effort itself. Because typically, when you come up with some sort of definitive bit of information that seems so secure, it begins to stir things up. And it really, sometimes when you're delivering that information, some people may not have the foresight of like what that could do later on. It may end up, you know, having people send them a little bit backwards in all the effort that they have, you know, that they've done. So, and that's kind of what's happening a little bit right now. And this is why we're bringing this up, essentially, is because this is of concern. And moving forward, you know, we would encourage everyone to question this sort of information, so that when you are cross-posting stuff and whatnot, that you're not inflaming that information, because then all of a sudden everybody thinks that based on a general consensus, and that's not...
And to be fair, there is, you know, there is some good and valid information that was presented in that article, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I think it's the piece that is catching everybody's attention is just that specific population estimate and the way it was presented in the article. And as Sean said, I mean, that type of thing can have unintended consequences. I don't think anybody had, you know, ill intentions.
Right.
But, you know, there is, yeah. I mean, situations like this are very tricky, very controversial. There's a lot of politics involved.
Very much so.
So, you know, you just have to be cautious. And I don't know. I think probably the folks who are at greatest fault there is, you know, the folks associated with that publication, right? Like they should have fact checked that specific population estimate before publishing it as the headline of their article.
Right.
Yes. Anyways.
So.
That's about all we have to say about that. Is there any other updates we wanted to share?
Nothing obvious. I mean. It's just, it coming down here, even though we come here with great frequency,
yeah.
It really is just a beautiful place, and it's just such a shame that this has to be happening, because, yeah. Again, this isn't just about the Vaquita. This whole community down here really has very little resources and not really any options.
Yep.
So, you know, as much as everybody cares about wildlife, you know, one of the things that we've tried to emphasize at Wildlands is that you're not going to be able to, like, solve anything, and you should definitely address the communities that are within those areas of any sort of wildlife issue in tandem, because otherwise you're kind of running in place. You're going to put energy over here, and then essentially something else gets created over here. And there's a lot of really wonderful people here, and it's a great place. And obviously Matthew and I, we think that by coming down here and spending your dollars and learning the area and appreciating the people and understanding and like what's really going on. I mean, you know, what we present as well as everybody else. I mean, although we have quite a bit of information and experience in this issue because we've been documenting it for so many years, we still always encourage people, if you ever have the opportunity to visit any location with any one of these issues, you really should come and see it for yourself, because it'll give you a greater level of understanding of really what's going on rather than hearing it from a third party. So
for sure. And we do have a question this came in, so I mean, I think we should take the opportunity to address that.
Sure.
Because it's always good when people ask questions. So the question is, fair that it's not accurate in reference to the population estimate, but isn't it good that they, the Vaquita, are making headlines? And yeah, absolutely, right? And I mean, that
is,
that's actually quite a valid point. And you know, I think it's easy for us to kind of like get so embedded and like ingrained in this issue that it's easy to like lose that big picture perspective.
I mean, that's the whole reason we even started this project, is to make headlines.
Yep.
That was the whole point, because nobody was talking about Vaquita to begin with.
That is an absolutely valid point. I wish the headline was different, but you know, like on the whole, yes, it's certainly good that the Vaquita is making headlines, and that you know, it's you know, people are, that provides information, right? So, yeah. Anyways, that's about all we have for now.
Thank you, Sandra.
Yes, thank you, Sandra, for the question. I think we'll leave it at that. We will be doing a series of these little audio diaries over the course of the next 2 weeks while we're down here in Mexico. So stay tuned to the EOC podcast Facebook group. And again, as I said at the beginning, the audio from these audio diaries, we will be releasing, in our Eyes on Conservation podcast feed as well. So within the next couple of days or so, this conversation will be posted on the podcast feed.
Yeah.
So look for it there as well. And we will, see all you folks again, probably in a few days.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
All right. Hasta luego.